USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two big U.S. cities are largely without power this morning, and also parts of them are waterlogged after torrential rainstorms on the 4th of July. In the Pittsburgh area, a slow-moving storm last night dumped several inches of rain, dropping trees that are now blocking roads. And in Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner says they got a lot more rain than expected.
We were expecting 2 to 3 inches of rain for the entire day. In some parts of our city, right at I-10 and 610, we got as much as 8 inches of rain.
The government's jobs report comes out tomorrow, but a private sector jobs report from ADP and Moody's Analytics out today says the economy added 177,000 jobs in June, falling short of the predictions of 190,000. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
A mystery continues to unfold in the UK, where two people were found unconscious in their home over the weekend, and it's been determined they were poisoned by the same nerve agent used in an attack on a former Russian spy. This friend of these latest victims says he was with them when they fell ill.
He got up and started acting weird. He said he felt he'd been poisoned.
He was speaking to NBC News. The two are in critical condition. Former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were attacked with the same nerve agent in March, but that attack happened about 8 miles away. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is now on his way to North Korea. He's to spend 2 days outlining a roadmap with top officials there towards agreements made between President Trump and Kim Jong-un at their summit. A paramedic who was kicked by actress Heather Locklear last week while he was trying to detain her is now hiring a lawyer and may sue. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An early morning fire yesterday in Port Arthur, Texas, has left three little children dead. They'd been left alone by their mother, who says she was at the hospital with her three other kids at the time for an unrelated issue. The victims who died of smoke inhalation were two boys ages 12 and 6 and a 2-year-old girl. The Red Cross is providing emergency food, clothing, and shelter to others as the fire ended up sweeping through the entire apartment building, leaving dozens of people homeless. The President and First Lady hosting a 4th of July picnic at the White House for military families.
These are truly unbelievable people. Thank you for keeping America safe, strong, proud, mighty, and free.
A senior official with the Trump administration claims President Trump considered invading Venezuela last year. The official telling CNN Trump was speaking with several top foreign policy advisors about U.S. sanctions against Venezuela when he brought up that idea of invading it. Reports are H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor at the time, was vigorously against it and warned President Trump that any such plan had a good chance of backfiring. And protesters in London have received official permission to fly a balloon that makes fun of President Trump when he visits the city next week. The 20-foot-high inflatable is called Trump Baby, and it depicts the president as a baby in a diaper. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.